Next, we introduce Mayor Carl Hokanson of Roselle Park. He signed the Statement of Principles in 2016. The mayor's a former Marine, and he's a former lieutenant in the Roselle Park Police Department, which means he has a very informed opinion on what needs to be done to reduce gun violence.
Just bear with me a few minutes. I don't have all these great speeches that everybody else has because to know me personally, I wing everything. But first, I am proud to be here with these great mayors. I was informed back in 2016 from Colleen Marr from Fanwood. She sent me a thing. We adopted a resolution in 2016 in my borough. Every June, we do our library. We put it in orange floodlights in front of the building, and then as you walk into the building, our council wears orange to represent that month, so I am pleased to be here. When I was in the Marine Corps, one of the things that they what they teach you is, I was a TMI, trained military instructor, and one of the things they teach you was to use props and boards. So I'm going to use a prop. It's my cell phone. What I can do with this cell phone, I'm not going to call, but if I sit here and start dialing, I can call my relatives anywhere in the world within a matter of seconds. It's amazing that we cannot talk to each other in this country when somebody goes in and buys a gun for a background check, mental illness. It's amazing. We have technology right here, folks, and we don't use it. We have all these great organizations, the FBI, state and local police. We don't use them. A guy can walk in. I even like to go one step further. If a person goes into a gun shop and starts buying ammunition, that person should be notified. The organization should be notified. He bought 100 rounds today. He bought 400 rounds tomorrow. He bought 500 rounds a week from now. Wait a minute. Mr. Smith, what are you doing with 1,000 rounds of ammunition? We need to start talking to one another. The organizations that we have, they're like this. We need to bring that together. Hopefully we will, with the leadership that we have sitting up on the stage. These mass shootings that we've had, Sandy Hook, okay? These poor kids, they never had what, you know, what we had. They've never had a pop, soda pop, so forth and so on. But did anybody think of all these mass shootings, the people? They could be our future leaders that have maybe a Secretary of State to bring peace to the world. A doctor to sit back and find a cure for cancers and stuff. We take these and we just blow it off. Yeah. It goes. And next thing you know, it settles down until something else happens. We can't. You've heard enough. Enough is enough. It's not. We need to do more. And as elected officials, we have planned to do more. We sit back, and did anybody driving here today see anything different coming to this great city of Rahway? Anybody see anybody standing on corners with RPGs? Downtown Beirut? No. We don't need AR-15s. We don't need assault weapons. Look at the people that live those shows out in Alaska. They don't have them. Why do we need them? We don't. Like you said, the mayor said, you're a punk. 1,000 rounds into the deer, well, it's going to be a lot of tough meat that night. Okay? We don't need them. But if you sit back and look today, 5:30 news, anybody catch the 5:30 news tonight? I'm glad I was sitting there listening to the 5:30 news on Channel 7 tonight. The second biggest bank in America, Bank of America, will no longer write or give loans to any gun manufacturing company in this country. On a 5:30 news, Channel 7, Bank of America will no longer write or give loans to any gun manufacturer in this country. So, the voices that back in March, the lovely mayor from Union had the first gun rally that I attended, okay, with moms and a lot of the other mayors and the freeholders, your voices are being heard. Okay? So what we need to do now, we got to get the manufacturers, the drug manufacturers, to start giving more lozenges that a voice don't go. So to sit back and to see that, and one other thing that if you look at statistics, picture this, folks, 1980, from 1980 to today, in 38 years, over 650,000 people have died from guns. As a Marine, I have been down to the wall, the Vietnam Wall, in Washington, D.C. twice. Have anybody been there seen it? Just think about it, folks. We would need 11 more walls that size to write the names down of gun violence. Let's get back to the basics. If you hear something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you hear your kids talking, if you hear this talking, don't be afraid to do it. As a former police officer, we need to hear that. I don't want to put my law enforcement officers in jeopardy to have some crazy guy with an AR-15 or more. We don't need it. You don't need it. So please, again, as an elected official, I am proud to sit here with these people. Our freeholders are doing a great job. They're going to be doing other programs with this. And I can honestly tell you, as I stand here today as an elected official, and if I'm not an elected official come November, I will be there with you. Thank you.